When my husband Russ got his PhD in 1980 and was fielding job offers, I lobbied very hard for him to take the one in Duluth, Minnesota, entirely because of Duluth's amazing birds. A lot of other features have held us here for 38 years, not least our medical establishment. Russ and I have both had to deal with cancer, and I had a heart attack, and so I can personally vouch for the excellent care we received both during the immediate emergencies and the follow-up. Now Essentia, the provider he and I have been using for decades, is going to be building a state-of-the-art new facility, a glass tower that will stand far above the surrounding buildings. I'm hoping against hope that they will use glass that prevents birds from hitting the building both by day and by night. At least a billion birds a year are killed at windows in the United States, which is 5 to 10% of the total bird population of North America. And as a city on a huge migration path, Duluth takes out more than our share. Many birds die outright in any collision with glass. We take hope when we find one still alive, and if it flies off, we enjoy a palpable sense of relief. But in truth, at least half of all birds that fly off after a collision die later, thanks to brain swelling and other injuries. Etchings in what is called fritted glass help birds see it by day. That is what we desperately needed on the U.S. Bank Viking Stadium, because the huge expanse of glass in that whole green area near the river kills many of the birds feeding, resting, and moseying through the area in spring and fall. I've personally found dead warblers in downtown Duluth that smacked into relatively low buildings, and people working at UMD, the airport, and Essentia as it now is, have documented plenty of bird kills from collisions with glass at all those places. Fritted glass could have protected many of those birds. But birds collide with glass at nighttime, too, and fritted glass doesn't help them. What lures them in to collide with communications towers and tall buildings are lights. Most of our songbirds that pass through in spring and fall do their long-distance travel by night when conditions are cooler and less windy and when hawks aren't about. As these songbirds take off after dark, they head straight for one bright light, which their instincts tell them is the moon, to know they have a clear path up. Once they reach altitude, they can use the stars, geomagnetism, and other guides to navigate, but if they get confused because of clouds or fog, they head straight for that light that they know must be the moon, something impossible to collide with. When I was rehabbing, I had to be careful at night during spring and fall if I had to enter a room with warblers. If I turned on a light, the little birds all instantly flew directly into it. Some glass has been developed to vastly reduce light transmission. That is now used in some coastal areas of Florida to keep baby sea turtles from heading the wrong direction when they hatch and instinctively head towards sparkling bright water. It would be great to use this low transmission glass on the new tower. Having that darker glass fritted would protect birds 24/7. Nature is such a part of our quality of life here in Duluth that many healthcare companies, from pharmaceuticals and insurance companies to Essentia itself, use nature in their advertising as a palpable symbol of the quality of life issues their services and products help give us. Quality healthcare should not be incompatible with the survival of birds. Let's hope Essentia selects glass for their new tower that will make this building state of the art for healthcare and for the birds that help us to enjoy those healthy lives. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.